Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Cal Hunter. I'm putting his name first.
Thank you.
And Todd Kunin. Cal Hunter's our producer, then Todd Kunin's my co-host, and we are having a great time here enjoying this May 14th, 2022 Radio Law Talk.
I have to ask because, you know, yesterday was Friday the 13th.
Oh, really?
Did either of you have any unfortunate mishaps?
No.
I'm not a triskaidekaphobiac normally, but when, as a young man, I was actually expelled from school on Friday the 13th.
Well, he didn't tell you that he got expelled on Friday the 13th.
Every year.
And then Monday the 16th, and or 17th, and the Tuesday the 18th, and so, you know, that's...
It took me a long time to recover from that, but anyway.
No, things went wonderfully for me on Friday, so there
good.
You go.
Me too,
so,
yeah.
It was all good. We are going to talk about gun control issues. Mario Batali, the celebrity chef, a victory for him. Cornish Pub is named Vogue. It's in the town of Vogue.
V-O-G-U-E, like
that? Yeah, like Vogue.
Yeah.
Vogue, the magazine, and there's some issues there with Vogue magazine.
Issues with magazine.
Yeah.
See what he did there, Todd.
Yeah. Todd doesn't get it. He doesn't get it. And then Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, we've got to bring something up about that. And then we're going to do a case or no case. But first, remember, we're talking about general topics of law. We're not giving legal advice. Seek counsel. And we go to info@radiolawtalk.com if you want to email us or call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234. But why we're here is so Fred Penny can get no points on a famous thing we do, and that's called case or no case.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
Well, it was parade time in Brighton, Michigan, and all of the churches and the civic clubs were preparing their displays, their floats, and so forth. The Brighton, Michigan Rotary Club had a string going. Four Best of Show awards, and they were getting very competitive. The Kiwanians in Brighton had enough, so they sent out a spy to photograph the Rotary's float in construction. And then they said, they'll never beat this. They went back to their little garage, and they copied it in every detail, right down to the Best of Brighton banner, which, of course, the Kiwanis Club never was. Local barber Clarence Irwin saw the float at the parade staging, said they were all in the service club section, right next to each other in the parade line. And there was a $300 reward for Best in Show, which the Rotarians had used to finance the next year's project. The parade began, but Barbara Daniels sent a quick text to the judges saying, as usual, Rotary was first, and the Kiwanis copied us. The Kiwanis heard about this and were able to convince each other that their design was original, even though they knew it wasn't. The Rotarians had several good lawyers in the club. They huddled up and said, maybe we ought to embarrass the Kiwanians by suing over the $300, which we would have won anyway. That would embarrass them and cement our position as being superior beings and being in the superior service club. They asked each other, under what provision of the law can we sue? Is this a case or no case? Fred Penny, what say you in the battle of service clubs trying to outdo good each other?
I love this. This is the part I love about it. They took the $300 to use it for the float for the next year.
Sure.
These floats are not looking good is all I got to say.
$300.
$300 for the float. You know, who knows what that buys.
A lot of Kleenex and chicken wire.
A little bit of Kleenex and chicken wire. And a bunch of old guys over there sticking the Kleenex in the chicken wire. Or cups, or Dixie cups in the chicken wire.
That's
right?
A good idea, yeah.
That was a great story, Cal.
Thank you.
And that's all it was. was just a great story. That's it. It was just a great story. Thank you for telling us the difference between the Kiwanis and the Rotaries getting in a little tiff over $300 and trying to sue each other. That's not going to happen, but it was a cool story. So that's it. And maybe I might get a point.
Most service clubbers will say the Rotary has the dough and the Kiwanians have the labor. But anyway, so Todd, what do you think in this battle between the service clubs in Brighton, Michigan? What say you? By the way, Brighton, the home of the General Motors Proving Ground, Milford and Brighton general area.
Interesting. Interesting tidbit there.
Yeah.
The home of. You know, I have to agree with my colleague, and not just for strategic reasons or anything like that, but when a service club sues another service club, the only thing that I can think that would really happen, regardless of the outcome in a court of law, is that both service clubs end up with a black eye, and it would really undermine, in my opinion, the services that they're trying to and the benefit that they're trying to hold themselves out to society. So I say no case.
I don't know, you guys. It's getting so I can't even make up a story anymore without you being all over it.
That was a good one, though.
No case. But there are things like that that have happened, I assure you.
Now, Cal, do I think one of the Rotarians and the Kiwanis guy duked it out with their canes out in the back? Absolutely.
Oh, I'm sure. Get their wheelchair and their cane. What are you doing?
Now, is it the Kiwanis? Who's the one that drives the little? It's the Kiwanis guys that drive the little go-karts, right?
In
the
they have the little rascals.
Little go-karts. They have those go-karts. They cruise around. And they're the guys that have the hat with the tassel, right?
Yes. Yep. And all I know is this. If you're in a service club in America and you truly serve your community, no matter where you're listening to this, we thank you. It's a big deal.
It.
They do so much.
Rotary does a lot. Kiwanis does. Thank you.
Exchange Club does a lot also.
Yeah. Is there any others we're missing?
Rotary, Kiwanis, and Exchange are the big three, the Trinity. Yes.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Yeah. Well, with that, that is case or no case, right?
That's it.
So we're coming back to talk about, let's talk about gun control for a minute.
Okay.
I know we got Kelly Clarkson we want to talk about, but so in California, they did pass a law that if you're under 21 years old, and you are asking for a rifle, that you are banned because you're under the age of 21. Now, there is an issue on part of that law that says something to the effect that if you have if you're military or police, or if you have a license to hunt, then you can. Is that correct, Todd? Is how it kind of?
I believe that those were the provisions.
Yeah. So those were the provisions, and this is what happens is. The U.S. Appeals Court ruled on Wednesday. Now, it's in blank, which I always say it wrong. It was a 2-1 ruling, which means what, Todd? Why don't you explain what that means? So appellate courts aren't always fully sitting, right?
That's true. I think that the total number of justices on the appellate court, I don't know how many they got.
A ton.
Like 12 or something like that. So if it's an in-bank ruling, it means that only three justices or a number of, much less than the full, the three-justice panel heard the appeal.
Right.
And if they agree, they reach a resolution. In this case, it was 2-1 made a ruling that the law in California was unconstitutional. That can be appealed to the full panel of the appellate court before it then goes on to the U.S. Supreme Court in terms of how the process of appeals go. But this was a 2-1 decision finding that the California state law was unconstitutional.
And we're going to find why the Second Amendment people won, and also those anti-gun or I'm going to say more pro-gun control people got a little bit of a feather in their cap, too, when we come back.
For Radio Law Talk coming up right here, the last hour. The show will continue in just a moment after we take a brief break. Hold on.
This is Radio Law Talk. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. That's 800-711-9218.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
How did that happen? I'm me at this time.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
Yeah, when Radio Law Talk talks about a Second Amendment constitutional law of gun control issues, it's like, all right, stay tuned. We'll be talking about another one and another one and another one and another one and another one. But anyway, the interesting thing about this, it was struck down. The government cannot basically say, look, you're under 21, you can't have a gun, and that's unconstitutional. But what?
Well, so the ban that was in place was preventing a semi-automatic centerfire gun from being purchased by somebody who is under the age of 21. Now, note a couple of things. This applied to rifles. There's still a ban in the state of California on handguns, semi-automatic handguns. And for those of you that hear the term semi-automatic, semi-automatic means that as fast as you can pull the trigger, the gun will fire a bullet. Only one bullet is fired per trigger pull. You don't have to do anything else like racking or anything. You just pull the trigger and it fires. That is a semi-automatic. Semi-automatic is, well, that's the word semi. It's not pull the trigger and a bunch of bullets fly out all at once with one trigger pull. Not all at once, one after the other. It is one trigger pull per bullet fired.
Not a machine gun.
That is right. And so this law prohibited semi-automatic rifles from being sold to those under the age of 21. And the panel said no.
With
an exception. But first, they said no, that is overreaching. And it didn't really give in the article that we read why, but there's a clause in the Constitution called the Equal Protection Clause, which is two people or groups who are similarly situated should be treated the same under the law. And I think it was, and the only way to overcome that is the government has to meet a certain high standard to overcome that right, a compelling governmental interest in the case of the Second Amendment. And in this case here, I think it was difficult for the government to say that a 21-year-old and a 22-year-old who seem to be very similarly situated, one, or a 20-year-old and a 22-year-old, one can get a gun and the other can't. And so I could see why that wouldn't pass muster under equal protection. But still, there is still a requirement to get such a gun in that you still have to have a hunting license.
Or military or law enforcement.
That's right.
Under the age of 21.
So if you're under the age of 21, in order to get a semi-automatic rifle, you can still do it, but you have to either be in the military, going into law enforcement, or have a hunting license. Now, this may differ state to state, but in the state of California, to get a hunting license, you got to go to a class. It's a kind of a long class, and it's a hunter safety class, and it's all about gun safety, and then you have to pass a test at the conclusion of that class to be given a hunting license. So it is, I understand the rationale, you know, somebody who doesn't know anything about guns, they go ahead and take this class, they know more about guns than they knew before they took it, and that is still a requirement in order for somebody under the age of 21 to purchase a semi-automatic rifle.
The center fire thing fascinated me by this. I thought, well, what's the point of that? I never got that from just looking at that. I mean, is that an AR-15 type weapon they're talking about that has a center fire? I mean, they're trying, obviously, to exclude a particular weapon in another case of legislative overreach here, according to the court. But what is the significance, I wonder?
In terms of what is center fire? I mean,
I know what it is. What's the big deal?
I don't know what the it probably has to do with the way in which the gun is manufactured, and what the capabilities of that gun are. I mean, look, I know that one of the concerns about an AR-15. And by the way, AR does not stand for assault rifle. I forgot the name, but it stands for the original manufacturer of that type of a gun. And one of the concerns on the part of law enforcement and legislators is, with certain modifications, an AR-15, which is normally semi-automatic, again, one bullet fired per trigger pull, you know, there are ways to modify it so that it is now a fully automatic weapon, and I believe, and I could be wrong, and gun enthusiasts will probably flood our email with corrections, but I believe a fully automatic gun is the only way to have a gun have the potential to be fully automatic is if it's center fire as opposed to rim fire.
For reliability purposes, probably.
I don't know if a rim fire rifle can be altered to be automatic, but center fire can.
Yeah. I'm sure the criminals out there just make sure that differentiate. That's very important for them to, you know, when they get their gun. Right? So, by the way, don't get me started. I just wonder how these people get these guns anyway. So that man is Armalite rifle.
That's right.
Armalite rifle, and that's named after the assault rifle. It's not an assault rifle, but Armalite was first developed, the AR-15, in 1950s as a military rifle, and it's called Armalite rifle.
And that's what the AR stands for. So in a lot of discussions, you hear people say, of course it's an assault rifle. That's what the AR stands for. No, it doesn't. It AR stands for something else.
Wow. What are we? Boy, sure glad we have lawyers in this country, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know. Kelly Clarkson. We don't have Denise Dirks here today, but Kelly Clarkson, the divorce between her husband and Kelly was very interesting, and we got to talk a lot about it. But they have a ranch up in the hills in Montana, and apparently there are video cameras all over the ranch.
Yes.
Now the divorce is done, and Kelly Clarkson, who changed her name to another name, not because of the husband situation, but because she didn't like her, she's what, in a feud with her dad or something? I don't know.
She changes to Kelly Brand. Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't.
The artist formerly known as Kelly Clarkson.
What? Yeah, her and what, Prince? What, formerly known?
That's what I'm thinking, yeah.
Yeah, but he had to change this because of legal issues that he wanted to get around. But long story, or at least that's my understanding. I may be wrong. So don't go sue me, Prince. Let's come back. Let's talk about Kelly Clarkson, some interesting things about their property and what I don't remember, but how much he gets paid from Kelly every month.
And the thing we'll talk, I'm just curious what precipitated this. I have an idea.
So do I. We'll be back after this.
So Fred and Todd will explain themselves, and boy, do they have some explaining to do after that when Radio Law Talk continues here in just a couple of moments on your local station and on RadioLawTalk.com. Wherever you're listening to us, we appreciate it. Thank you. We'll be back.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Cut Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and is clean at Quick Quack Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing, to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-721-4869. 800-721-4869. That's 800-721-4869.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Russian President Vladimir Putin now warning his counterpart in Finland that relations could be, quote, negatively affected if the country follows through with plans to apply for NATO membership. According to the Kremlin's press service, Putin told the Finnish president that Finland's abandonment of, quote, its traditional policy of military neutrality would be an error since there are no threats to Finland's security. In a statement, the Finnish head of state told Putin how starkly his country's security environment had changed after Moscow's February invasion of Ukraine and pointed to Russia's demands on Finland refraining from seeking membership to the Western Military Alliance. Meanwhile, in Ukraine, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and a delegation of GOP senators are the latest American leaders to visit Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who praised the visit as a strong signal of bipartisan support for his country. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case. Who told you that?
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
Who told you that? A little birdie, Radio Law Talk, right?
That's right.
So, Kelly Clarkson, you said you think there's...
Well,
again, he's throwing things out there. But now, what's the reason why now the ex-husband is coming against her saying... And by the way, he's only renting it from her for, what, $15,000 a month? Because she owns this ranch.
She does.
And he's renting it from her through June 1st.
Through June 1st.
Said, get these 13 cameras out of here.
So... Have you ever heard, you ever noticed that in relationships, one person can leave another person, but they can't leave them alone? They can leave me, but they won't leave me alone. You know, how can I miss you if you won't go away, kind of thing. And so the divorce is final, I guess, and Kelly Clarkson's now ex-husband, Brandon Blackstock, gets to live on the Montana property for only a couple more weeks. He's got to be out by June. But he had to go to court. Had to go to court to get a court to order that the cameras that were still on the property, I don't know if they're in the houses, some are on, showed the property, some showed trail cams, to have all those released or have all those shut down, because if there's cameras there, I suppose anyone who has access to the feed can see what's going on. And it makes you wonder why Mr. Blackstock felt the need to have a court order the cameras taken down. I don't know. Speculation. Could it be? You can just see an argument over the phone or something about, you'd better not do this because I can still see everything that's going on in that property. I'm essentially your landlord. You better not harm it.
Or when the kids are there, because he gets every other weekend or something
right.
Like that.
I could see what's going on with my kids, but Fred, you had an interesting take about what might be going on when the kids are not there.
Well, I don't know what's going on, but he's like, who's that cop?
They have a mysterious visitor.
This is all speculation.
She's my spiritual advisor.
Yeah.
And of course we do yoga scantily clad.
Oh, jeez. This is all
had to go there,
speculation. So he's receiving $115,000 per month. as spousal support through January 2024 and $45,600 a month for child support. I believe he gets them only one weekend every month. Yes, one weekend every month, and he gets $45,601 for that.
Well, those weekend visits can be expensive.
Wow, apparently.
I mean, that might, in today's economy, that will barely cover the cost of driving to and from the airport.
You say that's half a tank of gas.
Well, tell me this, guys. I'm going to see. Don't look. And I'm going to ask Cal, because I think you might have looked. Cal, how did Kelly Clarkson and Mr. Blackstock meet? And what did Mr. Blackstock do for a living before he met Kelly Clarkson?
Okay, I'm just going to guess this at random because I really do not know.
You don't know? Okay. All
right. He was a plumber, and he met her under a kitchen sink clog.
And she saw his
saw the plumber's crack and said, "Hey, baby."
Okay. Todd, you know how
I'm going to say that he was in close proximity, and by that I mean within a block and a half of her, and the gravitational pull from
from her money.
He had no choice. Gravity pulled her before the.
God, that's mean.
Todd, stop.
No, I think wasn't he like a manager?
He's Rascal Flatts' manager, yes. And they did when they did a duet in 2015 or something. No, 2000 and I don't know, around that time period. No, they wed on October 20th, 2013. So whatever it was, they did a duet, What Hurts the Most, with Rascal Flatts, and he was the manager, and that's how they met, and they got married and had two kids, and River 7 and Remington 5, and, you know, that's how it all
Well, at least they've got Montana names, you know, River and
Well, here's
Remington.
The thing. You know what? Out of all that divorce, we could say one positive thing. They got two lovely children out of it.
Yep.
And you know what? I've talked to some people who have had bad divorces or bad situations, and I said, look at the two kids you got. You know, I know one specifically complains constantly. It's like, and she loves her kids. Like, look what you got out of the deal there.
And so, speaking of Remington, there is a wonderful CMR, Remington Museum of the Great Western Artist, in Great Falls, Montana. You can go see that. It's really cool.
Nice.
So he might go there.
So I don't follow...
In the next month.
She could take Rifle to see Remington.
I don't follow... I like food. I'm on. By the way, I'm on one of those diets again. But I'm on the intermittent fast one, and I can't eat until after Radio Law Talk. So I'm getting hungry.
I'm on the intermittent eating diet.
I know you are.
You know, I only have three meals a day, and I can eat whatever I want in large portions during those meals. I'm not losing any weight.
No. I'm on a constant consumption plan myself. By the way, my anorexia is in full remission. Good news.
Full remission. Okay.
Good to know.
Mario Batali, he is apparently a celebrity chef. He's been on television and stuff like that. Apparently in Boston, former, I guess, Food Network star. I guess what does he make?
You ever heard of the show Iron Chef, where they give the mystery ingredient? He was on Iron Chef all the time.
Was he? Okay.
And he loved foie gras.
He obviously is really good. He got some restaurants in New York out of the deal, you know, leveraged his success there to be a pretty successful celebrity chef. So.
Well, here's why we bring this up. This is very interesting. And the interesting thing is the behind-the-scenes stuff that, as attorneys, especially Todd, are going to talk about. So he is brought forth in Massachusetts to is being tried for... Well, I don't want to say the exact sexual misconduct against a woman, right? Sexual misconduct trial. And the biggest issue that occurs here is, in 61, do you take a jury or you take a judge? And he asks and decides to have the presiding judge, allows a presiding judge to determine his case. Not a jury, and that was interesting. Why do you think that
he waived his right to a jury? Now, the conventional wisdom here is that if a case tried in front of a jury is going to be more difficult for the prosecution because that's 12 people that they have to convince beyond a reasonable doubt. And you've heard the phrase, all it takes is one. One juror can result in a mistrial. Now, if it's 11-1 for guilt, they'll probably retry it. If it's 10-2, they'll probably retry it. If it's 9-3, maybe. 8-4 for guilt, then starts to get a little bit more difficult. So why would a defendant choose to require the prosecution to only prove it to one person beyond a reasonable doubt as opposed to having to prove it to 12? Cal's either having a stroke
I think it's because he believes his case is so technical the jury can't understand it. And the only chance he has of being found innocent or not guilty is if it's the judge understands some technical argument that a jury couldn't get. That's just my theory.
Or maybe the judges, during the Me Too movement thing, maybe it's because he's worried about the perception and the fact that it's more emotional worth a jury rather than the judge, right?
And that's kind of where I'm going. I don't know about the technicality of the law, but I think the reason they go to a judge is because they want to avoid the person that's going to be deciding whether he's guilty or innocent. They want to avoid somebody or 12 people that will make that decision based more on emotion than a review of the facts. And you know, we look at the evidence of that. Go back to the Ghislaine Maxwell trial. What was the big issue there after she was found guilty? One of the jurors came out, and the first reports were that jury, Scotty David, I think was his name, was saying, well, you know, some people were really hung up, and so then I had to talk to them about my experiences in the past, but that didn't come up in jury selection. And I could see all of that coming up. And Battali's attorney sitting down with him before they start the trial and saying, you know, we're going to run into the same situation about whether people are going to be honest or not. And then you don't know what happens in the jury room when they start deliberating. And maybe the best route for us is to have a judge hear the case. Yeah, it's only one person, but at least we have a better shot of somebody not rendering a decision based on emotion.
Well, and what they rendered it on is he said he agreed with defense's contention that the accuser had credibility. And the accuser's got a civil case going, asking for $50,000. But to me, that as a plaintiff's lawyer, that doesn't matter, right? Because we bring lawsuits all the time against.
But this people. was a criminal case,
right? I know
so
that.
He's found not guilty, but he's still going to have to face a civil case.
Yeah, no, he's still facing a civil case. We'll be back after this. We're going to talk about a Cornish pub, and then we do the final thing of what?
Quick takes.
Quick takes. We'll be back.
Thanks, Fred. Thanks, Todd. More Radio Law Talk is coming up right here. We hope you'll stay tuned. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about yet.
You turn on Radio Law Talk. Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Learn. As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, This is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley. That's true.
This is Radio Law Talk.
I know it's a sad time when it's the last segment of Radio Law Talk with the three little pigs here, Tom Keenan, myself, Frederick Denny, and our producer, Cal Hunter. But, yes, you've got us for about a few more minutes, and we're going to talk about the Cornish Pub. In the Irish Corners Pub. And I see, I'm not one of these guys. I'm not one of those guys that can do impressions, so I don't do that stuff. But, look, there is a place, I assume it's in Ireland, that is called Vogue, V-O-G-U-E. And it's at the Star Inn in Vogue. It's a Cornish pub. And it's kind of nicknamed the Vogue House is what they call it. And for hundreds of years, this pub has been there. That's what's so interesting about Europe and some of these places. They've been there hundreds of years. In the United States, just so you know, we think, oh, this is an old one, 150 years. But hundreds of years, this Cornish pub have been there. And the problem is they got a cease and desist letter from Vogue magazine. Apparently, well, I don't know, somehow their lawyers or some lawyers that said you cease and desist of using, you know, the name Vogue. And they believe that, you know, that using the name Vogue, this Vogue, which is the place, pub, which is kind of a nickname for it, can in some ways interfere with the magazine Vogue. So at this point, we just have to say it's near St. Day. I don't know where St. Day is. It's called the Star Inn. It's a small village of Vogue in near St. Day. It's been there hundreds of years. So now they said, and then the pub owners say this. This is what I love, and I'm going to quote the pub owners. Well, I presume, I don't know how to do that. Okay, so I presume that at the time when you choose the name Vogue in the capitalist version, you didn't seek permission from the villagers of the real Vogue. I presume that Madonna did not seek your permission to use the word Vogue for her 1990 song of the same name. But interesting, little tiny bars fighting back, right? At Vogue, trying to tell them to stop using the name. But the nickname is, the nickname of the pub is, quote, the Vogue. That's what you go to. Now, Todd and I talk about this all the time. Cal, I want you to opine on this. What, is this the greatest thing that ever happened to this pub? Yes, it is.
How could they ask for more?
That's exactly. If I'm, I don't drink. If I'm in Ireland, and here, I'm going to Vogue, and I'm going to go to this pub.
I'm going to have some of that. What is that? That pudding? Haggis pudding? Because if they're smart, they'll take a picture of the pub, and they'll mock up and make a fake Vogue magazine cover with their pub on the front page and put it out there like
they
that.
They get sued. And you know what? This little tiny 300-year-old pub and this big monster coming against them. They've about Radio Law Talk's talking about all across the United States. So, like, if you're going to Vogue, Ireland, apparently it's in Ireland, I think it's pretty cool. I'd be eating some French fries and a burger there. So
darn right.
Don't you think that's true, Todd?
That'd be better than haggis, wouldn't it, Todd?
You know, but is it the any publicity is good publicity idea there?
On this one, it's
good. And it can make you in Vogue.
I know, because here's the thing. We're talking about it.
Exactly.
You know, I didn't know about this. This reminds me of the person that was suing Netflix for The Queen's Gambit, because there was one line in the film where it says, and there's the Russian star.
Well, the Russian chess champion was suing,
But she never faced a man. And indeed, she had in real life, and she's suing for defamation. And it's like, before that, I would not have even known who you are, and most people wouldn't. So, I wonder if... I keep expecting Netflix to countersue for ill-gotten gains. You got a lot more publicity now than you did before, you know. But
they helped each other, really.
Yeah, sure. Symbiotic relationship. Yeah.
Well, what we do is we talk about the important things. So we have done everything we have possibly to not talk about Amber Heard and Johnny Depp, which, by the way, join us next week because we're going to be probably taking 2 hours to talk about the Johnny Depp Amber Heard case, because it's Amber Heard's being cross-examined. She's being direct examination. They'll probably finish up with her direct, and then there'll be cross-examination next, and that's going to be really interesting.
Oh, yeah.
And especially the amount of time the defense has had to get ready and study and analyze and get ready for this cross-examination is going to be really interesting.
That trial has become a meme fest.
It is. And that's, you know what? Fact. It is probably one of the biggest things out there when it comes to court trials. But you know, we talked about it last week about why it was important at the very end on a Friday, on a Thursday. They ended on Thursday because I don't think they were in court on Friday. And Amber Heard had the last say before the jury left for the week. They took a whole week off, and how that kind of hurts Johnny Depp because they're thinking about, what she testified to and all the allegations that she lays out. But yet, this also gives defense counsel a lot of time to prepare. Now, the big question we talked about and has been coming up is, don't forget, Johnny Depp and Amber Heard had a divorce, and during the divorce, they had an NDA, that a non-disclosure agreement that says, hey, you don't talk about this stuff, right? Why didn't Johnny Depp sue for the non-disclosure agreement and say, Amber, you shouldn't have talked about this as you agreed upon on the non-disclosure agreement? You have an idea?
Well, there's certainly a lot of opinions out there, and I've read several articles of legal experts saying, well, this could have happened, and they argue it from the standpoint of, which is the greater burden? You know, would it be harder to prove violation of an NDA versus defamation? And another publication said, well, you know, if he sues for defamation, he can potentially get a higher award than he could get for violating the non-disclosure agreement. And I look at it and I say, you know, Johnny Depp has said all along that money is no object. He's doing this because he claims this did not happen, and he's doing it to rehabilitate his image. And from my perspective, now, I'm just a criminal defense attorney. I'm not a high-paid personal injury defamation lawyer. I don't get the big bucks. I just keep people from going to prison for the rest of their life. So anyway, in my opinion, if Johnny Depp wants to rehabilitate his image, I think suing her for violating the NDA would have been a bad move, because the general response, I think, to somebody who's saying you violated the non-disclosure agreement is tacitly admitting, yeah, it happened, you just promised not to tell anybody. And I think that people would view a lawsuit based on an NDA violation that way, which would do nothing to rehabilitate his image.
And but also could also implicate him in having done the things she's not supposed to talk about in the NDA, right? Am I getting
exactly,
that right?
Exactly. That's exactly the point I'm trying to make, okay. But you cut to the chase a lot quicker.
Oh, sorry.
I think that tactically, suing under the NDA would have done nothing to rehabilitate his image. This stuff needed to come out, and he needed to be heard saying, not only should she not have said it, she shouldn't have said it because it wasn't true, not because she promised not to talk about it.
And then she's going to say, well, you disclosed also by saying that I lied about this or that, you know.
Yeah.
Or I wasn't telling the truth, so believe me. All right, what time is it?
Well, here's what I say. I say that's all been fascinating, and now the best thing we can hear from you guys is your quick take, and I'll bet, Mr. Penny, you have one for us, sir.
Casey White, just a hint, when a 6'9 brute wants to go to the doctor from the jail, and a small deputy says, oh, I'll do it and take him by myself. You might want to think about that if you're another jailer.
Mr. Cunin, what is your quick take, my friend?
Johnny Depp's attorneys have had a week to comb through Amber Heard's testimony to prepare for cross-examination, and I think everybody is expecting it to be pretty detailed. See if they drop the ball.
Let's find out.
We'll be back next week, 9 to noon, every Saturday Pacific time, Radio Law Talk with myself, Todd, Denise, and our producer, Cal Hunter. Thanks for joining us.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.